podcast family. How are you doing today? Man, what is going on, podcast family? I am so excited that I get to be with you today. So I live in Fayetteville, Georgia, which is probably about 45 minutes from Lenox Mall. So just to kind of give you an idea, about 35 minutes from downtown. And man, when I tell you it is rainy here, it is rainy, it is bleh, and it's supposed to be this way for the whole week. So how are you with like temperatures? How are you with, I remember I used to live in Portland, Oregon for about a year and a half, and I can completely see how, you know, Portland, Oregon's one of the largest cities for suicide. And I see it. Like, I see it because when we have some bad weather and it's yucky outside, I like sunshine. The beach is my favorite vacation. I'm not really a mountain kind of girl. I'm not really a snow kind of girl. In fact, I'm not really. I like the atmosphere. I'm an atmosphere person. And so this week, man, it's supposed to be raining every day here in Georgia. So I'm going to get a bunch of content done this week. I got a lot to do. So I'm going to get all that stuff done that requires me to do it inside, because I have a propensity for when it's beautiful outside to get lost in having fun instead of doing work. So let's get into it today, y'all. I want to talk to you today about how when you're in this kind of season, whether it's a stormy season, a rainy season, I'm talking per your life, not necessarily outside, but per your life, you're going through maybe a dark season, or maybe you're going through a divorce. Maybe you're going through, you found out something about your ex that you really knew down deep, but you never wanted to acknowledge it, you know, and now you find yourself starting over again. Or maybe it's a season with your kids. I want to highly recommend that all of you that are listening to this today, I am Real Talk Kim on all social media platforms, at Real Talk Kim. My website is realtalkkim.com. I have an app that you can download on your phone, and I send notifications of encouragement out to you throughout the day. Plus, you can find out my YouTube channel on there. You can be a part of my mentorship program on that app, and it is innercircle.realtalkkim.com, innercircle.realtalkkim.com, and sign up and be a part of my world. But I would highly recommend that all of you listen to the sermon that I preached yesterday at my church, at Limitless Church. I pastor Limitless Church right here in Fayetteville, Georgia. And I started a new series yesterday, If Only I, ... Like, if only I would have listened to my daddy, you know, what, 30 years ago? Because I'm 49 years old. I'm a whole middle-aged woman now. But at 22, if I would have listened to my dad that drove me around Atlanta begging me not to get married, because he just knew I was headed into a very, very dysfunctional relationship, because both me and the guy was very dysfunctional. If only I would have listened to him. Like, he was willing to buy me a BMW, because I've always liked really nice cars. I'm just like, I love nice cars. And so he was going to buy me a BMW. He was going to send me to law school. I mean, he was painting this great package for me if I wouldn't have gotten married. And I just didn't listen. I just didn't listen, and I did it. I went and got married in 18 years of really toxic. It was very toxic, the whole 18 years, just very broken, and we didn't know how to honor or respect each other. And then I had two incredible kids out of it, but man, I really feel like my kids had to suffer because we were dysfunctional, you know? And so, you know, I think about it, and as I was starting my series yesterday, y'all need to go to my YouTube channel, Real Talk Kim YouTube channel. Just go to your Google app or Chrome app or whatever, and put in the search bar Real Talk Kim YouTube channel, and it will come up, and it's If Only I. And this sermon, I think, is really going to bless you just to make you feel like, I've heard so many testimonies already of people that said, oh my God, you really helped me let go of some things. Because what happens is the enemy can't take us out, so he's trying to wear us out, and he wears us out with ourselves. He wears us out with our emotions. He wears us out with a should've, could've, and would've's. He wears us out with, if only I. And we got to get past that, you know? And how do we do that? I wrote a whole book called Shut Hell Up, and just talking about shutting the thoughts in your mind up, shutting the language, the narratives that you have going on in your mind, shutting it off and only allowing yourself to walk in greatness, right? Allow yourself to walk in greatness. And so Shut Hell Up, I wrote this book, and it came out the week of the pandemic, go figure. We got shut in, shut down. So this book didn't get any proper push. I didn't get to do no book sign-in. The publishing company just kind of put it out. So it really tanked. It didn't do very well. And a part of me was very angry about that, you know, because this book is such an incredible book. It did very well, but it could have done so much better if I was able to have the proper, you know, push for it that I would have gotten if I wouldn't have been in a pandemic. But anyway, this book, Shut Hell Up, is basically telling you how to shut the noise down in your mind of should've, could've, and would've's. And so I want to name this podcast Bigger Than My Circumstances. Bigger Than My Circumstances. And, you know, life can shift. It just is a fact. It can shift in a moment. And even so, you are not your mistakes. You know, you are not what happened to you. You are bigger than your circumstances. It's just a fact. You are bigger than your circumstances. You are not your mistake, right? And I love the verse, Romans 8:28. It says that, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. God is working all things together for our good, even those terrible situations that you ain't let go of. If you'll let go and let go of the anger, the bitterness, and the unforgiveness, then you're going to see it work in your benefit. I've never in my life seen more blessings in my life, except like the ones that come out of hell, come out of those situations that I thought was going to take me out. I really, every single time that something detrimental has happened in my life that I literally thought was going to take me out, God turned it around for something incredible. He just did it. He just did. So life just happens, and there will always be ups and downs, but we have to become so secure in God that we don't allow our circumstances to determine our path, right? We got to realize that it's a season, not a sentence. It's a moment in time. It's not a monument. And God will work it all out. The good, the bad, the ugly, all of it. He's going to work it out if you will just let go of the fleshly part of you that wants to see vindication. Just got to let it go. See, God isn't surprised that you are where you are today. It's never too late to link up with him and the vision he has for your life. See, God's acceleration can make up for time that you think you've lost. God's acceleration can make up. He's done it in my life. I'm a living proof that, man, I lost everything at 36. I had to move back in with my mom at 36. I thought my life was over at 36. My 18-year marriage went to hell at 36. My two sons were 7 and 9. They were hurt through this situation. I thought that God had left my life. But in reality, he was allowing me to hit rock bottom to find out who the rock was at the bottom, which was Jesus. And then he started accelerating my life. I didn't even preach my first sermon or start the ministry that I'm flowing in now until I was 40. He's began in the last 9 years to accelerate my life. So we got to realize that there's no mess that is too messed up and no problem that God doesn't already have a solution for. There's no mess that is too messed up in your life. There's no problem that God doesn't already have a solution for. So we got to understand that we're going to face opposition. And as we grow and as we learn, we have to tell hell to shut up in our life, right? So you will face opposition as you grow and learn to shut hell up in your life. Paul, there's a story in the Bible and it says Paul was given a thorn in his flesh that he had to deal with as he walked out God's purpose for his life. 2 Corinthians 12:7. This thorn basically helped Paul keep a humble heart. See, hell wants you to be prideful. Hell wants you to not go repent. Hell wants you to never go back to the place you belong because you were hurt and you never want to go back because if you go back, it's going to look like you were weak or whatever. So we'll go through life missing out on blessings because of our pride, right? See, Paul chose to continue to praise, walk in his calling, and let God shine through his weakness. So what are you doing with the thorns in your flesh? What are you doing with the things that you're like, man, I can't even get a break? What are you doing today? Are you complaining and remaining? Are you complaining today? Are you so busy talking about what's not happening good in your life that you're stuck there? See, God's grace is sufficient for every season, no matter what that season looks like. You have to choose to keep standing, to keep fighting, and to keep moving forward. That's your choice. That through hell, I may go to hell, but I'm coming out on fire. I'm not going to stay in hell. I'm coming out. See, 1 John 4:4 says, you, dear children, are from God and have overcome them because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. See, not everyone will understand or accept your journey. Joseph's own brother sold him into slavery out of jealousy. Y'all, Joseph probably thought that everyone had betrayed him and there was no way out. But guess what he did? He stayed steadfast in his faith, trusted God would work it out. And guess what God did? God elevated him. Because he kept his heart right through the process, Joseph was able to show his brothers mercy years later when they were in need. Maybe you're going to feed the famine in your family, right? Nobody ever thought in a million years that this special ed self girl right here would write 4 bestsellers, 4 incredible books that have sustained me financially. I don't even have to take a check from my church because God's blessed my life with these books that I've been able to write. I could have stayed stuck when I lost everything in 2006, but I chose to get up. I didn't get up right away. I cried for 2 years, 3 years. I wasted all those years being mad at my circumstances. But when I finally decided that nothing's going to change until I change, that's when things started happening for me. So don't expect those whom God hasn't called to walk beside you, to stay with you when the going gets rough. They're not going to. They're going to fall off. When God called you, he didn't call a conference call, right? They might laugh at your process, but you're going to laugh in your promise. You watch. They might laugh at your process. People around you might laugh at your process, but you will laugh in your promise. Isaiah 54:17 says, no weapon forged against you will prevail, and you will refute every tongue that accuses you. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And this is their vindication from me, declares the Lord. Y'all, all of this teaching that I'm teaching out of today is from my Shut Hell Up book. And you can go right now to realtalkkim.com and get it from my store. Because this whole book is incredible. This whole book is wisdom. You got to realize that your obligation is to make sure that you don't allow distractions to take you out. That's your obligation. The enemy will try to wear you out, but he can't take you out unless you let it. That means that divorce They can say whatever they want about you. They can lie about you. They can go out there and try to smear your name to the world, but they can't touch you. They might can help lose some friends that were never really your friends anyway, but they can't stop the call of God on your life. They may persuade people because they look like they're you know, a perfect little Christians when they're really the devil, but that ain't even your problem. People that believe them, let them believe them. Your fruit will speak for itself. Their fruit is going to take them down. So the enemy's going to use things. He's going to use imps as in people, but it can't wear you out. It can't take you out unless you let it. You're the one that decides to get mad. You're the one that decides to go into seclusion. Y'all, I have seen more people walk through hell and maybe somebody on social media is talking about them. My ex called people, called preachers, called people that were having me in for their conferences, said, oh, you shouldn't have her. He said the biggest lies about me that weren't true. He used a video of the first 2 years of our marriage where we went to Dominican Republic and I was drinking some wine, and he used that video to act like I was a drunk. Y'all, he did it. I could have done like most of my friends that allow their exes or people that were talking about them online my friends would go into seclusion and go quiet. And I remember when I was walking through, I literally got served divorce papers during the pandemic. The man moved to Florida, and I don't need to say anything else about that. And then he started trying to smear me. And he said the day he walked out of my house, he was straight the devil, y'all. I'm not even kidding. He said the day he walked out of my house, I will ruin your ministry. See, but what he didn't understand was he's not the God of this ministry. He didn't do this ministry. God created this ministry. God trusted me, right? And why would I go into seclusion and hide? Because that's what most people tell you to do whenever you go through anything. They're like, just go quiet. It'll go away. But that ain't how I operate, because people didn't put me on. God put me on, right? And so the louder he would get, the more he would have a smear campaign, the more I would get on and preach about Jesus. You know, I've said more about my life in this podcast on several different occasions than I've ever announced publicly, because it ain't nobody's business. Nothing in my life is nobody's business if it ain't gonna move people to Jesus. But the reason I'm telling you this today is because those weapons formed in my life. The enemy used those weapons in my life using his bad character. He's the one that had the bad character, and he was trying to narcissistically shift it to be my fault. I could have allowed what he was doing to make me go quiet, but the weapons were not going to take me out. They formed, but I wasn't going to allow them to take me out. That's where you've got to be today. And maybe you're fighting a war in your spirit. Maybe someone is coming against you. Maybe you're facing a divorce situation. Maybe you're in an abusive situation. Maybe you've gotten having to start all over again with nothing after a bankruptcy and everything else. I'm telling you something. Don't you go quiet. You don't you go bleed on people either. But you can go out there and allow God to show his light through you. See, the fact of the matter was my ex was exposed on social media. And so people were watching me. They were watching to see how I was going to handle this thing. And I remember God spoke to me and said, it's been almost 2 years, y'all. But God spoke to me and said, you live so nobody believes it, and I vindicate you. So what that meant to me was I don't need to even announce nothing about it. I'm just going to keep moving. I'm going to keep winning people to Jesus, and this is not going to be my distraction, right? And the thorn in my flesh was him, but God. God elevated me. I lost friends through it. People believed him through it. That's okay. None of that was any of my business. So what I'm explaining to you today is that the weapons will form, but they can't prosper. You know what it showed me when I was walking through this situation with my ex was that I have a huge, God has trusted me with a great, huge platform. I can never again allow myself to ever trust anybody enough to let my guard down. What does that mean? I can never live one way behind closed doors and another way in public. Ever. I can never have a slip up. Because you never know when you're living with the devil and the devil is trying to set you up. And so here I am, allowing myself to be, go on vacation and think that I'm safe. Here I am at my own house thinking I can be safe. And all the whole 8 years, this man's been taking videos. It was like he just knew that I'm telling y'all, he came into this marriage with nothing and left with a lot. And so I could have allowed that weapon to destroy me. I could have been salty, and it did. I had to really work on my spirit through it, y'all, because it was the principle for me. It was the principle. And then I was finding out through it that there were so many women that he had done this to in his 65 years of life. And all of those women were thinking I was going to be the one to finally get him. And God wouldn't let me get him because it wasn't my job to bring him down. It's God's. It's not my job to make people question Christians. People that, y'all, this is why you can't put your mouth on anybody. Because there are people that look up to him. And if I was to put my mouth on him and he fell in the process, it ain't my, he's going to fall because God, whatever's done in the dark is going to be exposed in the light. But listen, if I would have put my mouth on somebody that people looked up to and they found the reality of this person that was living one way in public and another way in private, and they fell and never went back to church again, guess what? The blood ain't on his hands. The blood's on mine because I was salty and because I fell to the weapon that was formed. And so this is why it's not your job to get anybody. It's not your job to get back at anybody. It's your job to heal, forgive, and keep it moving. So maybe this was a word for somebody because this wasn't even in my notes. Somebody today is trying to get vindication and God is saying, let me vindicate. Let me vindicate because you know what, y'all? You don't want the blood of your children on your hands. Every time you talk about your ex-husband or ex-wife to your kids and it makes your kids not trust a man or a woman for the rest of their life because their dad or mom was scum. But that ain't your fault. That ain't your problem. Your problem is to show Jesus through the divorce. Yeah, your job ain't to get them back through your kids. Because then the blood of your kids will be on your hands because you revealed something about an ex that was true. But it wasn't your job to do that. This is where the enemy gets us in trying to, he forms the weapons and then we pick the weapons up and use them. And we can't do that. Our job is to stand in proxy and be Jesus with skin on it, even when we have the receipts. You may have the receipts, but do what I did and learn. You know what, y'all? God set me free 2.5 years ago. I used to have me a glass of wine or whatever, and then before I knew it, because my life was a train wreck in my home, I would drink more than a glass. You know what? I don't touch nothing anymore. The what you see is what you get. I don't need wine to go to sleep. I don't need nothing to go to sleep. I got so much peace in my life. There is nothing like peace that gives you good rest at night. Peace is priceless. You don't even need, y'all, whenever you ain't got nothing to prove, when a lie's a lie, you ain't got to chase a lie down and make it right when it ain't the truth. Right? So you just calm. Just sit calm and let God fight that battle for you. Whatever it is today, let God fight that battle. You shut hell up in your life. No matter where it's coming from, don't you even address it. You just stay Jesus. Just keep Jesus and he'll keep peace in your life and he will vindicate you. I promise you, he will vindicate you. God, and I want you to know something. I'm gonna hurry up through this because I want you to know that God has a plan. He has a plan for your life. He has a plan for that hell you've walked through. He's got a plan for the lies that the enemy has tried to squander up against you. You got to know that God has a plan. And as long as you have a pulse, God's got a plan that is greater than whatever you are experiencing right now and greater than your past. You got to get that truth settled in your heart. And listen, your situation's going to change. Once you realize that God has a plan that is greater than whatever you are experiencing right now and greater than your past, get that truth settled in your heart. And guess what? Every single thing, every single situation is going to change in your favor. Take the woman at the well as an example of God always having a bigger plan. Y'all, she was a Samaritan woman. And during that time, Samaritans were despised by the Jews. Guess what? Jesus, being a Jew, purposefully chose to go to Samaria. The woman was an outcast because she had five husbands and was living with one who was not even a husband. And guess what? God chose her for this encounter with Jesus. And in an instant, Jesus turned her messed up life into purpose-filled direction. One of the biggest keys to this story is that the woman believed Jesus. In order to shut hell up, we have to believe God's truth. No matter how long you have been doing what you're doing, you can get out of your situation. No matter how long you've lived in that toxic relationship, you might be the toxic one. You might be the train wreck in your relationship. You can shift that thing today. You can stop being petty today. You can stop being messy today. It doesn't matter how long you've been doing it. Do like me. Get every area of your life right and watch the blessings of God flow in your life. You know what I believe? The Bible. I believe the Bible. I live the Bible. I love everybody. I may not love their sin, but I love them. So you got to realize that there is no healing in hiding. There's no healing in hiding. You got to reveal it so God can heal it. See, the enemy will try to tell you there is no way out, but God will part the Red Sea of your life, just like he did for the Israelites. The enemy is terrified of what you will do when you begin to walk in freedom and change your world. What God has for you isn't just for you. It's also for those around you. People you are called to reach and your generations to come. You are called to be the generational curse breaker in your life. How do you do it? To break a generational curse, you must avoid the unhealthy habits that have haunted your family. You cannot entertain those activities, y'all, and expect to live differently from those who succumbed to them. Even if you have opened the door to generational curses, it's never too late to close them. You still have the choice. You have already been given the authority. So invite the Holy Spirit into the situation and ask for wisdom on how to move forward. Why? Because he is the best teacher. Hebrews 1 and 12 says, "Are not all angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation?" See, you don't have to do this alone. The Holy Spirit will work through you. You have ministering angels surrounding you right now. You have to ask for help when you need it. You got to enlist the help of those loved ones or leaders. This is why I started the RTK Inner Circle, so that I could do life with all of y'all on a daily basis, helping you get free from things that are holding you back, that aren't really holding you back. But you're allowing things to hold you back because you won't let go of things in your spirit. See, God will send everything and every person you need to walk out this process. When we awaken to the reality of our personal challenges, we have to make better choices, right? When you know better, it's time to do better. Once we know the truth, we will be held accountable for it. Isaiah 53, 5 and 6, it says, "But he was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so we could be whole. He was whipped so we could be healed. All of us, like sheep, have strayed away. We have left God's paths to follow our own. Yet the Lord laid on him the sins of us all." See, Jesus didn't go to the cross simply because the Jews wanted him dead. There was always a bigger purpose and plan. So basically, what looked like betrayal, rejection, abandonment, a total loss, was actually our eternal salvation. Is that not awesome, y'all? What looked like defeat was actually ultimate victory. Yeah, he did it. So here's what I want y'all to do this week. I want y'all to deal with whatever that thorn is in your flesh that you feel like it has defeated you. Maybe it's made you go mute. Maybe it's just made you so sad because maybe someone's lying on you. Maybe you're losing friends because of the lies. Today, I want you to pick yourself up. And I want you to realize that rejection's God's protection. Anybody that God has removed because of a lie never needed to be in your life in the first place. You hear me? Let your fruit outlive their lies. My fruit is outliving every lie that anybody could have ever said about me. You hear me? People a lot of times can only drudge up your past. That was 5 years ago, 10 years ago. But because you've been living so right, they can't touch today. They can't touch last year. They can't touch the year. Just let it go. Even if you've only been living right for a month, God will protect you. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to list all of your current circumstances that you have believed can never change. List all of your current circumstances that you have believed can never change. Then I want you to give them over to God. No more complaining, no more worrying. From now on, when you talk about the circumstance, I want you to pair it with God's word. I look back now and I see how God had to let that happen 2 years ago for me. Because when that person walked out of my life, elevation came into my life. Blessing upon blessing upon blessing entered my life. My limitless church is just, God is blessing it. I mean, I'm talking financially, people, all the way around, God's blessing it. My life, God is blessing it. So you got to look at every failed situation in your life as God is working all things together for your good. So every single time that you talk about a negative circumstance that's happened in your life, you got to pair it with God's word. Here's the next thing I want you to do. Forgive. In order to be whole, we have to forgive those who left or betrayed us like Joseph's brothers. You got to forgive them. I don't want nothing but great. I don't want nothing but great for everybody in my life that's ever walked out, ever talked about me. I don't even care. I'm praying blessings on their life. Truly blessings. So my question to you is, who do you need to forgive? Where is their hidden bitterness? Now forgive. Forgiveness is a daily process. Forgiveness is not an emotion. It is a choice. And the last thing that I want you to do, find out what God's promises are for you. How do you find them? Go Google them. What are God's promises for my life? And then go stand on them. All right? Man, I love you so much. I pray this podcast blessed your life. I sure do love you so much. Y'all, if God can do it for me, he can do it for you. The key is to realize that nobody holds the keys to your blessing or your calling. Your purpose did not leave the minute you made a mistake. God did not take his hand off your life the minute you made a mistake. He didn't. You don't have to be loyal to a mistake. You ain't got to let your problems be your prison. Today, choose to get up. Choose to think differently. Choose to lay hands on yourself today and say, God, help me get out of my own way. Y'all be so kind and share this with somebody. Follow me on all social media platforms at Real Talk Kim. Go to my website, be a part of my world, realtalkkim.com. That's my website. Go shopping in my store. I've got the greatest clothes on the planet in there. You can buy all my books in there as well, and I do sign those. And if you're ever in Atlanta, come be a part of Limitless Church every Sunday, 10 and 11:30. We're wide open. We have the greatest youth programs, the greatest children programs, the greatest connect groups. You can be in our church and not even be in Atlanta because we do everything virtually as well just for you. You want to find out more about our church? Go to limitlesschurch.live and find out all you want to know about us and get in a connect group today. And hey, get in my mentorship program. Go to innercircle.realtalkkim.com. Innercircle.realtalkkim.com. I love you so much, and I'm praying for you every single day. I'll talk to you next week. Thanks for sharing the podcast. Love you.